Okay, Rabbi Zai, today's daf is daf Ches. We're holding daf Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah. And we're continuing to talk about the subject of our perek, Eilu Heina Golan. When do you go into Golas? Now, the classic case that the Torah gives us is the case about someone going into the forest and chopping wood, and then a piece of wood falls and hits somebody over the head, and unfortunately, he dies. It's a shogig. The person didn't intend it to happen, and he has to go into Golas. Specifically, if you look at Pasuk Vav in the Torah Or HaShalem, that's the last Pasuk here on this Amud, somebody went into the forest to chop wood, and his hand went and took the garzen in hand, to go and chop. I mean, he took the garzen, meaning the axe, the hatchet, and he took it to go and chop, and guess what happened? And unfortunately, a catastrophe. Nebuchadnezzar hit somebody, and he died. How do you define the word v'noshel ha-barzel min ha-eitz? So we'll see in our Mishnah and in the Gemara the two ways of explaining this pasuk. Way number one is v'noshel means to slip or to fall. Ha-barzel, that's the iron, min ha-eitz, from the wood. So one way of learning, which I think is the way normally we all learned when we were children, v'noshel ha-barzel min ha-eitz, that this woodchopper did a good job. He hit the tree, or hit the wood, a big chip of wood, a big block of wood, now jumped from that place where the person chopped, and that piece of wood never hit somebody in the head, and never the person passed away. And therefore, Noshel HaBarzel means that the Barzel caused part of the eitz to slip off of the tree and to hit somebody. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is, Menoshel HaBarzel Min HaEitz is, that unfortunately, this axe was somewhat defective, and when he gave azetz to the tree, not only did the tree have a nice cut in it, but the barzel fell off of its handle. And now that barzel fell onto somebody's head, and Rachmun Litzlan killed him. So therefore, the two ways of explaining, either that the barzel killed the individual, because it fell off the handle, or no, that the barzel dislodged a piece of wood from the tree, and that wood hit the other guy in the head, and that's how, unfortunately, he died.
Or maybe the individual was off the handle.
Individual was off the handle. That's very good. Shkoyach. So let's see now the Mishnah. You'll see that the Mishnah and the Gemara talk about this in some detail. Nishmar ha-barzel mikitoy. What happens if the barzel, in fact, slipped off of the kitoy, kitoy meaning the handle, Baharach, and that barzel hit somebody in the head and he killed him. Rebbe Oimer ain't a goyler. B'chomim Oimerim goyler. The reason why the Chum say goyler, because it's that's the pshat in the pasuk. The noshel ha-barzel min ha-eitz. And therefore, he's goyler. Rebbe said, no, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is not talking about the barzel killing somebody. It's the chip of wood that he went and hit the tree and some wood fell off. That's what killed him. Also, it's not the case of the barzel. Second case of the Mishnah. What happens min ha-eitz mispakea, that a piece of the wood that was cut from the tree that he was chopping, so one nice block of wood went and jumped, so to speak, or flew from the tree and hit somebody in the head. Rebbe Oimer Goyle, oh, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, that's the Golus. B'chom Oimerim ain't a Goyle, no, that's not the case of Golus, because once again, each one is learning the Shitas Soi. How do you understand Pshat in the Pasuk? And the Gemara explains. Tanya, Amalem Rebbe Lechacham. Rebbe says to Lechacham, V'chi Nemar, V'noshel ha-barzel mi-eitzoy. Does it say like you, the Chacham? Remember, how did the Chacham learn in the Reisha? That Nishman ha-barzel v'horag. Says now, Rebbe, come on, give me a break. If it's referring to that the barzel fell off, it should say V'noshel ha-barzel mi-eitzoy. That the iron part fell off of its eitz, of its handle. It doesn't say, it says, which sounds like from one of the trees, from one of the pieces of wood that he's chopping. I'll bring you even a better raya. Let's go back to that pasuk that we were quoting. It says that the person went into the yar lacht of eitzim, and then what happened? Bichrei Seitz obviously means to cut down the tree or to cut the wood. V'noshel ha-barzel mino eitz. L'choyre, we're talking about the same eitz. So just like the first time, Lichrois eitz means the wood of the forest. So the eitz of v'noshel barzel mino eitz also means the wood of the forest. And therefore, we're not talking about that the barzel fell off of its handle, but rather that the barzel caused a major block of wood to spring, to jump off the tree and hit somebody in the head. So my eitzom ulamala, min ha-eitzom mispakea, af eitzom ulamata, min ha-eitzom mispakea. So those are the two rayas of Rebbe. Om Rebbe Chibarashi, Om Rav. Ushnehem, shnehem means both Rebbe and Chachamim, mikro echad darshu. They're both darshening the same pasuk that the noshel ha-barzel min ha-eitz. That what? Rebbe Sovar, yesh em lemesoyris, the nishel ksiv. Rabban and Sabri, Eish Lemikra, Yesh Eim Lemikra, V'Noshal Karinan. What does the Gemara mean to say? We've had this Machlokes Rav Shas, comes up every couple of Masechtos. What is the important thing? Is it the way the Pasuk, the word is written in the Torah, or the way that the word is pronounced when you're reading it? So now the word V'Noshal could, although, of course, we read it V'Noshal, there's no question about that. However, if you did not have the nekudos, you could read it v'nishel. And therefore, says Rebbe, the ikar is not the way you read it, the way it's written. And the vav nun shin lamid is more susceptible to a reading of v'nishel than v'noshel. Why is it more susceptible? Explains Rashi. Because between the nun and the shin, to go and say noshel, don't you have to have a letter in between, such as an aleph or a hey, to go and give it that strength of v'noshal? Yeah? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi is three lines to the bottom. Yesh lo mosayus. K'moshe nimtzra k'sav shel teva l'moshe. On a tzrich l'darsha. Our focus has to be on the way it's written. V'loy l'fi ha-mikra, not the way it is read. And that is, kishata koire, v'noshal, when you read v'noshal, ata moisif havora shel alif, oy shel hey, bein nun l'shin. Even though we don't normally write v'noshal with an alif or a hey, but if you think about it, you really have an alif or a hey there to go and strengthen that komat, there's an alif a hey, v'noshal, and you continue on to the shin. However, l'fi ha-mesoyris, v'nishal ksiv, because v'nishal you don't need an extra letter after that. A yud is a yud. It has the E sound, whether the yud is there or the yud is not there. So you don't need to go and parenthetically insert a letter. V'nishal ksiv. Upirush, and therefore, what does nishal mean? What's the difference between v'noshal and v'nishal? So all of you experts in diktuk know that v'noshal is a form of kal, and v'nishal presumably is a form of piel. What's the difference between kal and piel? Kal means that it's not causing somebody something else, but it itself is, in the case of the noshal, slipping, while piel and hifil are the types of conjugations where we're talking to something else. It caused someone else or some object to slip. So therefore, Zoktun Zvi Gemara, since it is better to read, it says Rebbe, v'nishal, not the Baal Kodesh should read it v'noshal. However, in terms of drasha of Chazal, we should think it says v'nishel. V'nishel means a hifil or a piel type. Zokt Rashi, uperushay nishel shehishel ha-barzel min ha-eitz, ha-mispakeya, u'matas re'eyu. That you took the axe, you gave a swing, and you hit the tree, and this caused a block of wood to dislodge, and unfortunately go on somebody's head. That's what v'nishel would mean, to cause a piece of eitz to fall out. Not that the barzel caused something else. It's a regular cow. And therefore, the barzel itself fell off. These things happen. You have old axes. It's already 20 years old. And unfortunately, as a result of age, then the top part, the iron fell off of its handle.
It's active versus passive.
Active versus passive. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. So says the Gemara, Amar V'chiyah bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Shemikra Echadorshim, V'noshal Barzim, V'neit, Rabbi Yisrael, V'yishlum, V'soyit, V'nishal, Ksiv, means to cause the other piece of wood to dislodge. It didn't cause anything else. It itself, the axe itself, caused the damage by the iron slipping off the handle and hitting the other guy, Nebuch, in the head. So now, the teretz that we've just given, or at least the pshat of Rabbi Barashi Omarav, is based on the Rebbe Halz Yesh Emlem Masayrus. Don't you remember, only one mesechta ago, back on the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dav Dalit, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royet, Ubei Shammai, V'Reb Shimon, V'Reb Akiva, Kula Sfira Lo Yesh Em LeMikra. They all hold that the real focus for Drosh's Chazal is on the way it's read, and not the way it's written. That being the case, it is the chastira. Or if it's not a chastira, at least it's a machloikis. Here we're saying, according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav, that the svara of Rebbe is because he holds Yesh Em LeMasayrus, and there we're saying, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that he holds Yesh Em LeMikra. So make up your mind. Says the Gemara, Haina Tekamalu V'Oit. That's the reason why Tak on the Amid Beis, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, was, if you will, hedging his bets. He knew that you're not going to be happy with the first pshat, because you're going to go and say, yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan says that Rebbe holds Yesh Em LeMikra. He says, you know what? If you're concerned about that, I have another pshat. And what was that other pshat? So we said, V'oid, that you have a Gzeira Shavah. Here it says, Muna Eitz, and it says, Lichroi So Eitz, just like Lichroi So Eitz means to go and cut down the tree, or the wood. Here too, when it says, when Noshal Abarz Muna Eitz, it means from the tree. And on that, you have no kasha, that's not related to Yeshem LeMikri, Yeshem LeMsoidus. And this we've concluded, with this we've concluded the Machloikis and the Pshat and Rebbe and the Rabban. And now the Gemara tries to apply that to similar cases. The Oid Omer Apapa. I'm sorry, the Kamalu V'Oid. Period. I'm sorry, I apologize. Put two dots. Nushtikal, Omer Apapa. Man Dishoda Pisa Ledikla, the Asar Tamri, the Ozel Tamri, the Kotel, Bonal Machloikis, the Rebbe V'Rabban. What happens if instead of person going and chopping down a tree, instead he took a piece of pisa? What's pisa? Rashi says that means regev gush offer. Means a clump of hard earth. Think of it as almost a rock. He took it in his hands. He threw it at a tree, and this tree was a date tree. And what happened? As a result of throwing this gush offer at the tree, vasar tamri, some of the tamarim, some of the dates got dislodged. The also tamri and those dates went the kotel, and chas v'sholom, they killed someone. Shelley, you would probably tell me that this was a bomb date. But anyway, bottom line is, as a result of the dates falling on somebody's head, Nebuch, the person, passed away. Says, you want banu machloikis, Rabbi Rabban? That's the same machloikis that we have in the Mishnah. And Rashi explains, it's really no different than the case of, here I took my eights, not my eights, I took my hatchet and I hit the eights. And guess what happened? And a chip of wood went and flew and hit somebody in the head. Here too, I threw at the tree, not a hatchet, but I threw at the tree this pisa, this gush afar, a clump of earth, and that caused the, instead of a block of wood to fly, it caused the tamarim to fly. So it's exactly the same thing. Just like we have in the Mishnah, the machloikas, the gabe, the eitz, is this considered to be a, the case is that goyla, not goyla? So here too we have the exact same machloikas. Vaitimar pshita. This is so posh in mind, you and I can figure that out on our own. Instead of taking the axe and hitting the tree, I took the clump of earth and hit the tree. Instead of a block of wood going and flying, you have the tamarim flying. Instead of Yankel Chas v'Shalom getting killed, it was Beryl that got killed. So what difference does it make? Pshit.
Why isn't this the Gromim? Because the Kolim, their twerms are going to fall off eventually. So why isn't this just a less than a hatchet inspired causing a death? This is a Gromim.
And then, by the case of the hatchet, not a Gromim. The hatchet didn't fill on the person.
The wood is not going to come off, but for the hatchet.
Okay.
Here, the dates are going to fall off inevitably.
A year and 3 months from now, or a month from now.
Whatever. But it's not something. It's not something that's perpetually going to be attacked. But for the action of the wood chopper.
Well, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha similar to what you're asking, not because of the time interval, but because of there's one more stage involved. Because in terms of the time interval, all trees eventually fall too. If you go in Central Park and ask New York State or New York City, they'll tell you every single year 100 trees die, and they have to go and plant new trees. So this tree will eventually also die. But regardless, Morris says, "Now the same. I'll tell you what the chiddush is. I would think it's kekoyach koychay dami. Why is it kekoyach koychay dami? Because what's happening over here is, in the case of the axe hitting the tree, that's your koyach, and automatically, what happens when you chop wood from a tree? Then something's going to happen with that wood. And now, when that wood chas v'shalom hits somebody and kills them, so that's, as you would say, a direct action. It's not a groma; it's a direct result of what he did." Over here in the case of the Tamri, I would have thought it's the pisa that hit the Dikla. And not that the Dikla fell down or a piece of wood fell off, but rather that caused the Tamarim to shuckle. And now the Tamarim fell down and killed someone. So I might have thought that that's already one step removed. It's not a first cousin, it's a cousin once removed. It's a little bit further. So I might have thought that Kuli Alma Moida, that this is not Roy for Golus, Kamash Mulan. So Frank Gemara, Ela Koyach Koyach El Rebbe Hechem Mishkachesla. So how would you say Koyach Koyach? I'll tell you. He going to shot a piece that he took a clump of earth, Umachi Lagarma, and when he threw it, it went and hit one of the branches. The Ozel Garma, and now a branch of that tree, Machi Lekabasa, as a result of the strength of your throwing the clump of earth, then the branch started waving back and forth. And it hit Kabasa. Kabasa, says Rashi, is a cluster of dates. The Asa Tamri, and now a date fell off. The Ozel Tamri of a Katul. So that's already one step removed. How's it one step removed? Because of the fact... We'll discuss that later, okay? Yeah, let's focus on the Gemara now.
The dates...
Yeah, Vuzrik Tishavi.
The dates may have been upset, but they may not have fallen till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow. Beautiful. Okay, that was great. Anyway, so the point is that there was one step. Yeah, you did beautifully. Anyway, so therefore, it's the reason why I said tomorrow is because it's a date. Is it today's date or tomorrow's date? Very good. Anyway, bottom line, what our Gemara is telling us in that case, that's a koyach koychay, because it's not directly by throwing the pisa that the tamarim got dislodged. You threw the pisa, it hit the branches. Nothing happened yet. Now the branches hit a cluster of dates. Oh, that's a really koyach koychay. And now the dates fell down subsequently. Oh, so therefore it's a koyach koychay. In that case, Zokti Yimara, you would attack B. Potter from Golus, because that, like Barry was saying before, that's much more of a groma indirect. It's not a koychay, it's a koyach koychay.
There is one other piece to this. When you throw a clump of dirt, you're using your hand directly. When you an axe, you're holding the handle.
Aha. Okay. Gotcha.
An intermediate step in there, an intermediate piece.
Steve, the axe is just an extension of his hand. It's directly under his control.
But you're not sending it in the direction.
Absolutely, but the fact that you're direct,
I understand that, but you could see where there is a slight difference in the two.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
We're
going to have to get a handle on the situation over here. Yeah. Everybody today, Baruch Hashem, is on the cutting edge of today's Gemara. We have to get a handle on it, and we're going to continue on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Hazoyrik Evan L'Shusharam. Person threw an Evan into the Shusharam. Of course, Shusharam means people are constantly going back and forth, here or there. And Baharag, unfortunately, the Evan hits somebody in the head. Harizeh Goyla. He goes into Golas. The Gemara is going to say, he goes into Golas. This is a, you might want to call it a shoigeg, but it's a shoigeg karv lemezid. It's a poishaya. This person went, he killed someone. Everybody knows that, especially you go to Broadway 24 hours a day, people are constantly going back and forth. The likelihood of somebody getting killed if you throw an Evan is very, very strong. And therefore, why is he considered to be a shogig gola? He should be considered to be a posheya mezid. So you're more going to ask that kasha as soon as we finish the Mishnah. Reb Lezman Yaakov does not seem to argue with the Tanakam. He's rather adding another halacha. What does that mean? A person went and threw a stone. Yeah, he threw an arrow, he threw a stone, exactly. Yeah. Okay, let's continue on. When the Evan left his hand, in other words, person was playing. He shouldn't be playing with rocks and stones, but I guess he didn't have any balls, so he was having a ball with the stone, and he threw a stone. And guess what? After he threw the stone, somebody went and stuck his head out of a window. When the person threw the stone, nothing would have happened. It's only the person that stuck his head out. Then, unfortunately, the stone hit his head. So what's the din now? So the Mishnah Hari is there potter. Why is it potter? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. Zorikis em lechatzeroi. When a person threw stones on his own chatzer, v'horag. And as a result, Nebuch a person passed away in his chatzer. Em yeshu shuslan nizikli konis l'sham. If this was a guest or a person that has permission to go through his chatzer, then goyle. Then you fool, that you threw an Evan on your own chatzer, don't you realize that you have to look around to make sure that nobody there? So you go into Golis. The Imlav, however, if the Nizik had no rights, in fact, there was a big sign on no trespassing at any time, nobody go in this property, then Einoi Goyle, then he does not go into Golis. It's my property, I have a right to go and throw stones in all directions. Right. It's not my fault that somebody trespasses on my property. Therefore,
the question is if the rights have to be in the property or the yard where everybody can be.
Exactly. Bill, what was your question, Bill?
Property is completely free.
No. The Gemara often says, shh. Okay. When the Gemara says, ain't a goyle, it doesn't mean that he's not free. It means that going into Golus will not accomplish atonement or kapara. Kadosh Baruch Hu says if a person goes and kills b'mezid, then you have to execute him. If he did a b'shoigig, your kapara is to go a refugee, you leave your home until the Kohen Gadol passes away. You could be in the Ari Miklat for a day or for 50 years. That's your kapara. In a case where the Gemara says v'imlav eina goyla, it means either that what he did was not sufficiently irresponsible that he should get galus, or it means the other way around, that he is so irresponsible with what he did that galus is not going to be mechaper for him. He's such a bad guy, it's almost korev lemezid, and therefore galus is not going to help. Now, in this case, it's really not the mazik's fault that the Nizik came into his property when there's a no trespassing sign. Nobody has a right to go on somebody else's property unless you have permission. So if he's playing around, he's shooting arrows, he's throwing darts, he's throwing avonim. If there's nobody else around, there's no reason why he should be concerned. This person, everybody knows him in town, that nobody trespasses on his property. And for the last 50 years, there hasn't been a guest coming on his property. So here too, this person should not have come on. He's himself responsible for what he did. She never says the pasuk sheyov yisrael bayar mahayar rishus lanizik ulamazik likonis hashem afkol rishus lanizik ulamazik likonis hashem. Just like the pasuk that we quoted at the outset, that what happens vasheyov yisrael bayar lachdeveitzim, person that went to the forest. The forest, by definition, the Gemara assumes is like a public forest, not that you have a huge piece of property and your own forest. Normally a forest is where everybody has the right to walk and to go and to stroll. So ma yar shus on this gonna mazik li kon shisham af kon shus on this mazik kon shisham yot ze khot ze balabais. Shein shus on nizik li kon es li sham. The nizik had no business going on. You came into the property, it's your own fault. you yourself are negligent. Look in the mirror, you only have yourself to blame. Finally, the Mishnah ends off with one more case. Abishol Oimer Machatovas Eitzim Rishus Av Kol Rishus Yotzav Amakes Benoi Varav Aroides Talmidoi Ushliach Bezdin. Then you're potter. What means potter? You have a father who unfortunately has a son who is, shall I say, somewhat rebellious, and he needs to give him patch from time to time. Well, one time his patch went a little bit too far, and unfortunately he caused the death of his own son, Rachman Litzlan. Or you have a rabbi Talmidoi. The Talmidoi is not listening and not learning, so you had to go and give him a couple of patch. And one time, unfortunately, he went too far. Or a Shliach Bezdin. Shliach Bezdin is the one that has the job to be, what would we call him today? The administrator, the sheriff, the marshal, someone working on behalf of the Bezdin to either to execute Chas V'Shalom if there is an execution, or to execute punishment in the form of Malkis. So he gave the Malkis, and unfortunately this person passed away. Since this is his job, so to speak, what's the halacha? He is potter from Golus. Of course, it's only if it's a Rishus. Yeah. Okay. So Zokti Mariyat. Zokti Mariyat. Rishus Rabim. The first case in the Mishnah was he threw an Evan into Rishus Rabim and he killed somebody. How is it going? The first case of Rishus Rabim. Mezidu. You should go and take him and execute this guy. You're a Mishigana. In the middle of the day, you throw a rock into the middle of Rishus Rabim and killed somebody. You're totally, totally reckless. You deserve to be killed. We're not talking about Stama Michigan, who's totally irresponsible. We're talking about that, unfortunately, the wall of his property is very schwach. And it came time now to go and, unfortunately, to demolish it, because it itself was in danger any minute of Chas V'Shalom falling on somebody's head. So this person is not totally reckless and irresponsible. Forget. He'll tell you that I'm responsible. That's why I'm being so careful to make sure that I'm going to be soiseris koisloi, that it shouldn't go and hit somebody over the head. Fine, you're doing the right thing. You're being soiseris koisloi. But what you have to do is hire at least six people or put up a big sign or look with, very, very carefully that nobody is walking in that direction at that time. You got to be mind. You can't just go and soiseris koisloi. Everyone besides his Kaisel Belay. Let's talk about at night, and we're talking about those cities that do sleep, not like in New York, a city that never sleeps, places that do sleep, and therefore he had no reason to worry that people are going to pass by. Pray to more Belay Nami by Li Yunai. It's taka true that there's only 5% of the traffic at night than you have during the day, but you still have that 5%. He should have been Ma'ayin then to make sure when he says his Kaisel, nobody's around. Everything more besides his Kaisel, the Ashpa. His house and that wall was adjoining the public garbage place, dumping place, and therefore he figured all the stones are going to fall into the ashpa and have nothing to worry about. And the only thing is any object in the ashpa will get crushed, but have nothing to do with people. Frank Timur, hi ashpa, hi chidomi. Can you explain to me what do you mean by the ashpa? Ishchichi bar rabim shpoishehu. Elo ishchichi bar rabim onusu. As you know, in the good old days, they didn't have all of these marbleized bathrooms like we have today, where in some houses the bathroom is the prettiest room in the whole house. It always smells so good from the smelling salts and all that. Years ago, people had to go to outhouses. And if there was no outhouse, you went to the nearest garbage dump, because anyway there was a terrible smell. So people didn't walk around Ashbis. That wasn't, where people would frolic on Chol HaMoed. And so you figured, that's the best place to go and do your thing if you have to go and relieve yourself. So what type of ashpa was this? Ishchichi barabim, if in fact this was a frequent urination place, or a place that when people went to defecate, then poishehu, that he's totally reckless, and therefore should have a din of mezid. And if he's din of mezid, we should go and say, you should be executed. If you're telling me that nobody normally walks, whoever walks next to a garbage dump, nobody in their right mind would ever think somebody's going to. So he's a total loyness. So why are we saying that this person is a shogeg and he has to go into Golus? Everything. Balayla, Venesui Lefanis Babayam. The word Lefanis means to use as a bathroom. It's a type of ashpa that people used at night. Because at night, you didn't have to worry about anybody seeing you going to the bathroom because it was dark. So people used to frequent it at night. But no, I wouldn't say no, nobody. The Einasui, normally people would not go in Lefanis during the day because during the day, you know, passersby would see. However, the Ikka de Mikra v'Yosef. There are times that people are desperate, they have to go and relieve themselves, and they cannot wait to go another 20 feet into the forest and hide behind a tree. They cannot wait, right? They have diarrhea, or whatever it happens to be. So, Ikka de Mikra v'Yosef, 5% of the time, Streptzach. So, to our Pesheah, we have, he's not a Pesheah, the Inasui Lefan is Bayoim. So, we're now talking Taka Bayoim. He's being soiser as koislai, and he's doing it during the day where 95% of the time there's not a person within 100 amis radius, and he killed somebody, he's a namach. So he's certainly not a poishaya, because it's so rare that somebody would be there. But oinus namely have it, but you cannot go and say that he's total oinus, to ikonimik biyas, because there are times people went on a cholamoy trip, and they were in the car or the bus for 5 hours, and they haven't had a chance to go to a bathroom, and now they have to. You gotta go, you gotta go. He just had no choice. So what's Allah in such a case, says the Gemara? He's not an oinis, he's not a poishaya, but rather he's just a shogeg, and that's why it's in the Mishnah, he is goylem. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Oimer, what happens if somebody was an oibachuchem? Oibachuchem means he was more wise than everybody else. Somebody's playing with rocks and throwing rocks, and he decides to go and stick his head out during this playing of the rocks, and the rock hits his head, said Reb Lezman Yaakov, you're potter. Why are you potter? Talk about it. It says in the Pasuk, Umatza. What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Umatza. Going back to the Pasuk, V'shiyova Yisrayehu Bayar, Lachtav Eitzim. V'noshel Abarzim and Eitz, Umatza Esrayehu V'meis. It found its victim and he died. So Timur, Matza Pratlim Mamti Es Atzmai. Meaning, at the time when he's throwing his rocks, about the boy Le'iyunai, like Yomar said before, you got to check to make sure that nobody's around. Nobody was around. Now, Mamti Yisatri, somebody now sticks out his head, he's not a matzah, that's a new event, that's a Mamti Yisatri. Therefore, the kind of blaze ben Yaakov, Pshyotu, Evan, Yodli, Hoyti, Aloyas, Roishai, the Kibla, he's Potter. So, Yomar Lememra, based on this drasha, it would seem to matzah me'ikara mashma, to the word matzah means that it already happened from before. And Mamzi is a new event coming on the scene. Right there in a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. In a totally different connection, the Torah also uses the term umatza. What is this connection? This has to do with a person who sold a stei achuza. Stei achuza means a field that he has owned from his ancestors. What does it say in the Torah? B'mispar shnei tvois yim kalach. At a minimum, it sold for two seasons, for two harvest seasons of this piece of land. What happens if after the Shnei Tvois, the person, the owner, the original owner, wants to get his property back? Says the Torah that Umatza Kedei Gulasei, what's the Lashon of Pasik? Pasik Beis, the Ishkla Yeloi Goyel, the Siga Yadai, Umatza Kedei Gulasei. A person was able to get together money, and he had Kedei Geula. After 2 years, he is able to go and redeem the property. Okay, Shabbos Shtela. Now the Gemara tells us, Umatza Prat Lematzui. Shlehimka Barachi V'yigo B'karim. Barach V'yigo B'yafa. When we're saying Umatza, that means that he was now able to get together funds 2 years later, and he comes back to the purchaser, and he says, remember, I sold this to you 2 years ago. I want to exercise my right. I want to exercise my right to be able to go and buy back the property. Says Zigmara, you can only do that umatza prat lematzui. What does that mean, matza prat lematzui? That means that he came up with new funds now. He didn't have those funds 2 years ago. He only got together those funds now. How was that? He invested money. He sold, he bought, borrowed, doesn't matter. The point is, now for the first time he has money, he can go and be great. What happens if at the time that he sold the stei achuza, he had money, or he had money equivalent, meaning he had other fields, but those fields were close to home. Or he had bad fields, which would not go and get such a good price, and therefore he wanted to sell the Steyachuzah, which would command a better price. But he had other opportunities. Says the Gemara, and then you cannot go and exercise your right of redemption, because you had money or money equivalent when you originally sold the Steyachuzah. So that's, let's see the drush in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, or a minim. Umatza, prat lematsui. It comes to exclude money that was already available to him at the time that he sold the Steyachuzah initially. Shlayimkar berachik v'yigal bekarev. Now, what he wants to do is, even if he has no funds now, he's going to go and sell a distant property from him, because obviously that's not... A little bit quieter. Shlayimka bekarev berachik, he shouldn't go and sell faraway properties. V'yigal bekarev, and now he takes... He wants to sell now, and that's so. He wants to buy back the Steyachuzah because that's close to him. Or Barah, he wants to go and sell far away, not far away properties, bad properties, in other words, not AAA, but single A properties. They go be off and take back the Steyachuzah, which is a Yofa. That you're not allowed to do. It's only if you come up with new monies. Oh, so I see this is just the opposite. The previous Umatza we said means that it was Me'ikara Mashma. It was there already from before. And then the person was Mamtias Atzmoy, he stuck his head out of the window. So that's something new. But here we're saying Matzah means Pratla Matzui, that it's new found funds that he's using to be Poide the Steyachuzah, but not funds that were there from before. So I'm using the Matzah two different ways in these two different psukim. Amar Rav, Rav says it's not a problem. You have to look at the context. In the case of the person who wants to buy back the Steyachuzah, it says in the Pasuk, and the Hisigayada means, that now Baruch Hashem is able to earn money over the last 2 years, save a pruta here, save a penny there, till he was able to get together money. Children, abyssal shtela, please be quiet. My sigi yoda mehashta, af matzanami mehashta. Matzaultza means from now. He found brand new funds, not monies that he had from before. Ha'acham yonad dekra, umatza dumya diyar. It says that a person went into a yard, lachtaveitzim. My yard meaned the isa meikara, just like this forest was here already from before. It wasn't created this moment. So bottom line, Yomar says the word umatza is susceptible to both interpretations, and really you have to look at the context. Okay, it said down the Mishnah, Zorikus Evan, person threw a stone. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? And it landed and Nebuchadnezzar killed someone. What's the din? Omalehu Mirabban the Rabba. So the Gemara that we were learning until now is going l'choira not on the Zorikis Evan, but on the last case of the Mishnah. If you go back to the end of the Mishnah, remember Avishol Oimer, Machatovas Eitzim Rishus, Av Kol Rishus, Yotza Ava Makes Benoi, Verava Roides Talmida, Vishliach Bezin. That if the reason for this terrible accident was he had, not only had the right, but he had, it was a mitzvah that he was doing, such as a father giving klep to his son, or Rebbe to his Talmud, or Shlich Bezin that was executing Malkis on behalf of the Bezin. Then if Chas V'Shalom they went a little bit too strong, and Nebuch the victim died, says the Mishnah, you are potter, because it's got to be Chatoves Eitzim Rishus, Af Kol Rishus. Break the Gemara. Maybe the Pasuk is telling us a person went into a ya'ar. Why did he go into the forest? To go and cut down trees for a sukkah. It was right before sukkah, so he needed to go and build a sukkah. He didn't have any lumber, so he's cutting down a tree. So it's for a dvar mitzvah. Or every day in the Beis Hamikdash they needed wood for purposes of the marocha, to go and burn the karbanos, so he was doing a mitzvah. But for the Hocham Rachman, legally the Torah still says that if in cutting down those trees you cause somebody's demise, what's a din? A din of Golas. How do you know to exclude the Dvar Mitzvah of the Av and the Benoi and the Rav and Tamid? Right? Amalei. So Rav gave a very simple answer. Kim de Matzah Chotuf Lav Mitzvah. Hashanami Lav Mitzvah. What happens if you are walking down the street and there is Hefker Dikka wood? And you can take that wood and build your sukkah. Or you can take that wood and use it on the Maracha. Do you need it? Is there a mitzvah to go and cut down trees? No, not at all. It's just an option. If you don't have any other lumber, any other wood, then you go and cut down a tree. But if you have wood, there's no mitzvah involved. Avad, it's a chonala mitzvah. I mean, without wood, you can't build a sukkah. Agreed. But it's only achon, it's not the mitzvah itself. That's why it says that both the eitz in the sukkah and eitz in the rochem, that's not considered to be a dvar mitzvah. Frank to my eitz ve'ravin l'ravona. Ravin l'rav. I'll ask you a kasha. Let's look at our mishnah. Yotza av makis benoi. Harav reidus talmidai. Shliach bezin. Leima kimen d'ilu gomer la mitzvah. Hashtanami la mitzvah. What happens if a father has a nice son, a yankala, who is the perfect son? He's a balmidois, he's a great guy, he learns gishmak, he knows every single piece of chumash, and the Rashi, and the Mishnayis, and the Gemara, then the father would never have to go and give him a patch. That being the case, that's also talking about a case, just like you're saying, if you have wood, there's no mitzvah to cut down wood for a sukkah. If you have a good son, there's no mitzvah to go and give him a patch. So he bazoi, leimik even do gomer, that if he would learn properly, Lav mitzvah, hash ultanami lav mitzvah. And for the Gemara, hosam avagav de gomer, it's still a mitzvah. The Gemara gives a fascinating teretz. It's a little bit hard for us to understand, especially in today's modern world. Avagav de gomer, even if he's learning gishmak, still from time to time, a father should give a patch to his son. Why? It says in the pasuk, yaser bincha v'yinichecha v'yitin madanim l'nafshecha. Yasir over here means to go and give Yisurim, means to go and give a patch to your son, v'nichacha, and then he will give you menucha, v'itamadanim l'nafshach, and he's going to give you delicacies to your nefesh. So this pasuk is talking about even if the ben happens to be a good boy, but nevertheless from time to time you have to give him a patch, and if chas v'sholem, you gave him a deathly patch, rachman l'etzlan, your potter, because he had a mitzvah to go, and chas v'sholem, give him a patch. Afterwards, Rava changed his mind. Maybe he didn't like this pshat that he himself gave. And he said, I have a better teretz. What was the kasha originally? Ravina said to him, maybe the chatovas eitzim were talking about a dvar mitzvah. Eitzim the sukkah. And eitzim the marocha. Aye, the teretz of the Gemara, that's not a mitzvah. Because if you find lumber, you don't have a mitzvah to go and cut down trees. So the Gemara said, well, the same thing applies to a son. If he's good, you don't have to give him any patch. So tomorrow I'll bring a different riot. La milti dam, we have a better tart. Said in the pasuk, "Shiyovias ve'eu bayar lacht of eitzim." What's the word asher? The Gemara is understanding the word asher to mean like im, if. If a person goes into the yar lacht of eitzim, that yar means the boy ayil, the boy loy ayil. If he wants to, he can. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. V'sol gadaitach mitzvah. If you're telling me that it's right before Sukkot and there's no lumber available in town to build a sukkah, so misoka daitach mitzvah, if you're telling me that the reason why he went into the yard was a dvar mitzvah, misagi dolei ayil, then he has to go. Why are you telling me v'asher yova yisra'eil? V'asher means if he has to go in the yard. What's if? You gotta go in the yard. We need a sukkah. We need eitzel l'marocha. Is the chasimin from the word asher that it's up to you if you want to. Yes, no, it's a rishus. You're telling me that the raya of Rav is from the word asher. And asher means if. What is this talking about? This is talking about a person that became tamei, whichever way he became tamei, whether it's a tamei atzah sheretz, tamei nes, whatever it was. And lo yischata, and he didn't go and be metayer himself. If it's just a sheretz or a nevela, he didn't go to the mikvah, or he didn't wait for Erev Shemesh, or if the person is tamei mes, he didn't have hazua shlishu shvi. If he didn't go and have tara, iboy mitma, iboy loy mitma. So you're going to say the ish asher means if. Ah, so Gemara may smitz the leisagaloy de mitama. Hachanami de potur. In other words, what the Gemara's kasha is, a person who's tamei and he was not mitire himself. What happens? Says the pasuk, v'nichas ha'nefeshihi. If he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, or he eats kachim, a din of kares chas v'shalom. If a person was tamei and he went to the Beis Hamikdash, so now the Gemara is explaining maybe ish asher yitma that the way he became tamei was rishus. He didn't have to become tamei, but he came tamei. What happens, however, if the person had to be metamei? When does a person have to be metamei? He walks down the street, he sees a mes mitzvah. He calls anybody home, anybody available to go and help out with this mess. Are there any relatives, friends, Romans, countrymen, anybody available? And there was a deep silence. Nobody said anything. A mes mitzvah, everybody, even the Kohen Gadol, who's a nazir, and he's going to do the avodah, he's got to stop everything for a mes mitzvah. Oh, so maybe if a person was metamei the mes mitzvah, and then after the levaya he goes into the mikdash, we should say there's no din of kares. It's only an ish asher yitma, where if he wants the boy metamei, boy loy metamei, but here he had to be metamei. Maybe there shouldn't be a din of kares. Everything marshani hasam diyamakra. It says in the pasuk tameiya. What was necessary to add these words tameiya? It already says in the pasuk that he's tamei. Mikol Malkam comes to tell you that he's tamei regardless of the motivation for him becoming tamei, whether it was a rishus or whether it's a mitzvah for meis mitzvah. If he subsequently goes into the meis hamikdash, we go and say kares. So Gemara, how we miboilin the kiddusanya? That's a very nice drasha, but I need a tamei year for another drasha. What is that? Tamei year l'rabbis tvulyoyim. I might think that only a person that became tamei and he didn't go to the mikveh, but once he goes to the mikveh, maybe he's allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash immediately. So Gemara, no. The rabbis tvulyoyim. It has to be not only agitoivulta, he has to have heref shemesh. So if he's only tvulyoyim and he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately he gets karis. So I need that tamayiyah for that purpose. And besides that, it says in the pasuk, oy tumasai voy, tumasai voy, the rabbis mechusik kippurim. Mechusik kippurim are four unique individuals that after they become tamei, it's not necessary, it's not enough just to go to the mikveh and have heref shamish. They also have to bring a special karban. Who are these four people? Says Rashi, a zav, a zava, a yoledes, and a metzayra. That all of them, until they finish off and bring their karbanos, they're considered to be tameim. That's the lashon over here of mechusa kippurim. They're missing that carbon that they have to bring for a kapar. Okay, so bottom line is, tamayiyah is being utilized to tell us tvulyayim. So vaita, how do I know that someone was metame to a mess, because it was a mess mitzvah? He did a mitzvah. Maybe subsequently, if he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he would say he has no din of kares. It's only ish asher yitma, iboy, if he wanted to become tamay. So kimara ano omale ano mi oid kamina. You're right. The Rai is not from Tamayiyah, no, from the word Oid. That Oid comes to tell you, not only a person that became Tamay just by happenstance, but even a person became Tamay by mitzvah, because he was dealing with a Meis mitzvah. If he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he gets Karis. Now, this drasha that we just had, or this dialogue we had, we started off with Hahumer Ebonin asking Rava giving an answer, and then Rava changing his mind, Rava said, you know what? The previous answer that gave you, Lav Hiltzi de Amri, I have a much better answer than my first answer. The Gemara is going to go through that same Shakla Vitaria, that back and forth, in a brand new case, nothing to deal with Hilchis Golus, nothing to deal with the whole discussion that we had about someone going and cutting down wood for a mitzvah, for a shus. Totally different case. Ikin Masi Loha says in the pasuk Bechorish Vekotzer Tishbois. And this Bechorish Vekotzer Tishbois is a very interesting pasuk, because if you look in Beis, you'll see the pasuk begins Sheishis Yomim Tavoid. 6 days you should work. Uviyom Hashvi Tishbois, and Shabbos you should rest. Bechorish uvakotzer tishbais. Rest from Harisha and from Ktsira. Don't do any plowing, don't do any harvesting. Now, obviously, from the context of the Pasuk, you would say, Bechorish uvakotzer tishbais is referring to Shabbos. It's now Shabbos. V'yoymeshvi tishbais. Make sure, if you're a farmer, don't go into the field. Don't do Harisha, don't do Ktsira. That would be the Pasuk Pshat. But the Gemara initially learns differently. We'll see it's a machloikas. But initially, Rabbi Kiva says, we're not talking about Shabbos. We're talking about Shemitah. And during Shemitah year, the Chodesh of Akotze Tishbois, don't do any work on the farm, because it's Shemitah year. What's the reason why the Gemara assumes that we're talking about Shemitah year? Says Rashi, because if we're talking about Chodesh V'Kotzer, Vos Epis, that we're singling out Chodesh V'Kotzer for Shabbos, if we're talking about Shabbos, after all the 39 malachas. Why does the Pasuk say Chodesh don't do and Kotzer don't do? What about Ksiva? What about Shechita? And what about all the other malachas?
Excuse me, what about Los Sabaro Eish
B'chol? Yes.
It's not the only.
And what's the answer? What's the answer? Exactly right. The reason for that is
it's not the only episode where an avalach is singled out.
Brother Barry, what you've just said now is the perfect confirmation acquiescence with our Gemara, because what you're saying is the Gemara is right to point out that these words seem to be superfluous. Just like in the case of Svarei Shvachol Meishu Seichem, you're right, why does the Torah even need to say it? After all, the 39 malachas, Vosepes Havara. Therefore, you have to have that machlokes, whether it's Lelav Yotzes or Lechalik Yotzes. But that's why, in fact, we have that machlokes. So here, too, what do we need Becharish V'Katzit Tishbais? And guess what? We're going to have a similar machlokes. Not the same, but a similar machlokes. And what is that machlokes? Zog de Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Einoi Tzarech Loimar, Chorish Shel Shvias, Katzir Shel Shvias. It's not referring to the Chorish in Katzir in Shemitah itself. Sheri Kvar Nema Sod Cholei Sizmar, Char Mecholei Sizmar. I don't need a Pasuk to repeat the Isser of Zriya and Katzira and Zmira. We know that. The Gabi Hilchoi Shemitah. El Afilu Chorish El Erev Shvias, She Nichlas Le Shvias, El Katzir Shel Shvias, She Yatzal Metzoi Shvias. It's coming to tell us the din of Tois V'Shvias. Tois V'Shvias means just like you have Tois V'Shabbos, Tois V'Yom Kippur. You have also the same concept when it comes to Shvias. That before Shemitah, already 1 month before Shemitah year, you should no longer be doing any Harisha in the field, because that's only going to strengthen the field during the Shemitah year. And not only are you not allowed to do work in the Shemitah year itself, but also for the last 30 days prior to Shemitah year, you're also not allowed to do any work. And similarly, Katzir Shel Shvias, what happens if you have Tvua that grew in Shemitah year, and already a large percentage, Rashi says, I think a shlish, it already grew in Shemitah year, but it wasn't ready yet to go and cut yet, but rather we're going to go and cut it in Yet Hashem in Shemitah in the 8th year. What happens when you cut it in the 8th year? It has Torah Shemitah on those peiris, on that tzvur. And this is Negeh, even Bezman Hazeh, that when the farmers that plant and do any type of Shemitah, if they violate Shemitah, and they plant anything during the Shemitah year, and it's only harvested in the 8th year, if during the 7th year, at least 1/3 of the growth grew, so therefore it's already Yapsa, Chatich Rui Leskabe, now when it comes the 8th year, Baruch Hashem, Ebershel from Vaita. Anyway, so now when it comes the 8th year, it remains Peirosh Shvias. So that's what Rabbi Kiva, how he learns Pshat in this Pasuk, Erev Shvias and Matzah Shvias. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Machorish Shus Av Kotzer Shus, the reason why we put Chorish and Kotzer together, Yotze Ktsira Oimer Shu Mitzvah, it comes to exclude Ktsira Oimer. So Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel says, we're talking about Shabbos. We're not talking about Shvias, we're not talking about Shemitah. And the reason why the Pasuk tells us about Chorish and Kotzer, to tell us, you know what is Osir on Shabbos? Those things which are only a reshus. But when there's a mitzvah, then you're allowed to go and do it even on Shabbos. And Rashi points out, by Chorish, we never find a Harisha, which is a mitzvah to do on Shabbos. Never. By Ktsir, we do find a mitzvah. Which mitzvah do we find? By Ktsirasu Oimer. like the Gemara is going to go and tell us shortly, what happens if Matzah Yontif, first day of Chol HaMoed, you look around to go and see whether you can find standing barley to be able to go and cut the barley for purposes of that night, drying it out and then grinding it up and then bringing the next day the Karban HaOmer on the first day of Chol HaMoed to be Matir the Chodosh. What happens if someone says to you, hey Yankel, don't bother cutting the Omer, cutting the Tvua. Don't you see over here on the floor, there's a whole bunch of barley stalks. You can take that, they look perfect, they look great. Use them. And the answer is no. It comes to Ksira Omer. Even if you find barley, which has already been cut from before Yontif, it's disqualified, ineligible. The Ksira has to go and take place on Motzi Yontif HaRishayim, the Leil, first day of Chol HaMoed. Yotik Tzira Oyin Meshehu Mitzvah. Izay Bazoi, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's the purpose of telling us the Chorish of the Kotzer Tishbois, to tell you, just like a Chorish Shel Rishus, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, a Ketzira Shel Rishus, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, that I know, come on, everybody knows that. Yeah, yeah, but the Diyuk is, but if it's a Ketzira of a Mitzvah, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, so if Matzah Yontif HaRishon turns out to be Shabbos, in other words, the first day of Pesach was on Shabbos, not like this year, not Erev Pesach. Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and now in Eretz Yisrael, first day of Chol HaMoed is Matzah Shabbos. Go ahead, and you can go and cut. Of course you can cut. But even if the first day was Friday, and now Matzah Friday on the first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, what's the din now? You're allowed to, not only allowed to, you are required to do Ketzira Omer that night. Just like we had in the Omer Aleph. Who may Rabban ask Rabba? Who may Rabban ask Rabba? Me might the Becharish Rishus, the Becharishus Omer, the Mitzvah. Fafil Hachi Omer Achmona Tishbois. Maybe the Svara by Charisha, don't tell me, Ma Charisha Rishus. Maybe Charisha is also a Mitzvah. What means Charisha is a Mitzvah? What happens if you are getting close to Pesach and you see that from now, from Purim time until Pesach time, there's not going to be any barley available for the Karban HaOmer. So maybe it's a mitzvah to do as much Charisha as possible. The word Charisha may not be the appropriate term. Maybe what the Gemara means, any type of cultivating the field that should allow the barley to grow in a quick time from Purim until Pesach, or whatever the thing is. So maybe Charisha HaOmer is also a mitzvah, not just Ketzira HaOmer. Afil HaOchim HaRachman HaTishbois. Sorry, fellas, you're not allowed to do Charisha's mitzvah on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to do Ketzira HaOmer on Shabbos. Amalei, you're wrong. Kim de matzah chorish, ein chorish, la mitzvah. If you come across any field, which is Baruch Hashem, well cultivated, well plowed, and you see that there's going to be barley in time for Yontif, you would not have the right to go and do any Charisha in the field. Therefore, even if you didn't find in matzah chorish, ein chorish, is la mitzvah, you see, it's only a hachana, like we had in the case of the wood for purposes of building the sukkah or for purposes of the maracha. If you had stray lumber, stray wood, no mitzvah. So if you have barley, no mitzvah ducharisha. Mashenke, when it comes to ketzira, even if you have tons of cut barley that all look fine and beautiful and wonderful, you have a mitzvah to be koitzer on matzah yom tefarisha. Again, same dialogue as in the Amarav. What's the din in your potter from Golis? If the child would learn, there wouldn't be a mitzvah. Is Hashanami lav mitzvah? The fact that he doesn't want to learn, maybe it's not a mitzvah. Everyone hasamav gav the gomer nami mitzvah ka'avid. Even though he's learning, and he's learning Gishmak, a father from time to time has to go and give a patch. Why? Dechzib, Yaser bincha v'yinichacha, v'yitzen madanim lenafshacha. It's good from every once in a while to give a patch. It's a good chinuch. Hodom Rav, after that Rav changed his mind. He says, La milzi d'amri, I have a better teret. You asked before about the Charisha, maybe we're talking about a Charisha of mitzvah, and therefore not a Charisha d'rishus. He says, Ketzira dim de Charisha. Macharisha matzah charish einay charish. Just like by charisha, if you found a field that was already nicely plowed and cultivated, no mitzvah to go and plow and cultivate another. Afktira nami, same din applies. Bisolka daitach mitzvah. If you're going to tell me that charisha is a mitzvah, matzah kotzer einay koitzer, that what happens if you found tzvua that was already harvested? He has no right to harvest. You're wrong. Mitzvah liktzer olahavi. It, regardless of whether you have standing tzvua or whether you have cut tzvua, when it comes k'tiris ha'omer, the mitzvah is to do it matzah yontif. So even though I have a ton of barley from before yontif, no good. You have to go and cut it on matzah yontif, the kuvid, the carbon ha'omer. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'av goyla yideh ha'ben, v'ha'ben goyla yideh ha'av. Sometimes a father goes into Golas because he kills his son. Sometimes a son goes into Golas because he kills his father. The Mishnah is not like the earlier Mishnah, because the Mishnah in the Omer Aleph said that if a father hits his son and he hits him so violently that the son dies, then the Av is off the hook. And here it says, Ha'av goyla yideh ha'ben, that if he kills his son, that he goes into Golas. So Yimor is going to ask that kasha momentarily. Now the Mishnah tells us another din. Hakol goylan al yedei Yisrael, v'Yisrael goylan al yedei. Chutz v'ger toishev, v'ger toishev v'ne goylan al yedei, ger toishev. What does that mean? What it means is that the whole din of Golas, if you're talking about ayid mit ayid, if you're telling ayid mit agoy, and he went and killed him b'shogeg, there's no din of going into the Ore Miklat, into Golas. The only time that we find that a goy, who is the victim, nebuch, of a killing b'shogeg, there's a din of Golas. If a ger toishev himself, you know that a ger toishev, there's a machloikis mesech Sanhedrin, what the definition of a ger toishev is. We normally say that a ger toishev is someone that is mekayim the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So obviously, if chas v'sholom a goy, a ger toishev, killed somebody, then he deserves to get executed. If he kills his fellow ger toishev by accident, he goes into Golas. But that's the only case, ger toishev against ger toishev. Otherwise, normally our miklat is only for yidin, a yid that kills a yid b'shayik. So we started off the mishnah by saying, "Av goyla yideh ben." Fraytimar, "Av goyla yideh ben." Va'amris yotzer av makiz benoi. And therefore, if a father hit his son, you tell me he's off the hook. He's potter because it was b'mitzvah, not b'rishus. Everybody more amakiz benoi. It's talking about. I'm sorry, the gomer. It's talking about that the son was learning yishmak. And the father therefore had no right to go and give him a patch. Didn't you say a minute ago that even if he's learning Gishmak, nevertheless it's a good idea to give him a patch every once in a while? Based on that pasuk, Yaser bincha v'yanichecha, that there's a mitzvah to go and give a patch even if he is learning Gishmak. So I don't understand your answer. Every Gemara, you're right. We're not talking about Ho'av Hamakis Benoi, because he's learning or not learning Torah. We're talking about Beshulia Denagri. Shulia Denagri means that he is working to become an apprentice for a Nagar. Nagar is typically a carpenter. He's working for a carpenter to learn how to do it exactly, blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, he's not doing a good job. And every once in a while, the father or the master, a Rav is Talmidai, the master has to give him a patch to tell him, Yanko, don't, I already 85 times I've told you the same thing. That's not the way you go and cut the wood. You have to cut it against the grain or with the grain. You can't just cut it any way you like. Everything you do, you're ruining everything. Ah, so in such a case, if he gave him a deathly blow, says our Mishnah, then you're chayv. Frey Timara, just like teaching Torah is a mitzvah, we remember back in the Sechses Kedushin, we have in the Mishnah Daf Chof Tes, that a father has 5 mitzvahs. Al the mitzvahs al av, he has to go and teach his son 5 things. One of the things is teach him Torah, another is to marry him off, and also to give him parnasa, to go and teach him a trade. So how is this different than Torah? I'm sorry, my good friend.
Teach him how to swim also.
That's a yeshavim, yeshavim. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, since we're talking about giving pech to a son, here we're not talking about teaching Torah, we're talking about teaching an umnes. Frey Timara, what difference does it make? Chiyusi delamde. He's teaching him, that's his chiyuv, to go and give him barnasa, that he should have chiyus, he should have a life stream of money to support himself. So isn't that just important for our purposes? Isn't that also a chiyuv, not a rishus? It's talking about a son that already had a PhD in something else, and therefore he had already many job offerings. And instead he decided, I don't want to be a PhD, have a PhD in psychology or whatever. I'd rather be a carpenter, or rather be a computer programmer, or whatever it is. Therefore he's learning now a second profession. Oh, you only have a chiyuv to teach one profession, you don't have a chiyuv to teach two professions. In that case, if he gave him a patch by the second profession, it's no longer a mitzvah, it's now a reshus, and therefore, chas v'sholem, he goes into kolos. Ben goy la yidei av. Chas v'sholem, a ben that kills his father. Reish mora mini. I have a price that seems to say just the opposite. It says, maki nefesh, pratlam maki oviv. What does it say in the pasuk maki nefesh? It says in the pasuk hey, you have the Ari Miklat, Lonishama Kol Maki Nefesh Bishkog. What's the Lashon of Maki Nefesh? It says, Maki Nefesh Pratla Maki Oviv. Why is Maki Nefesh Pratla Maki Oviv? Oviv also has a Nefesh. So Rashi explains, because as we know from back from the Sechta Sanhedrin, what happens if Chas V'Sholem, someone causes a Chabura to his father or to his mother, Rachman L'Islam. That maki of the imai, maki ish of the imai, moisimas. He also gets misa for making a chabura. What misa does he get? He gets misa schenek. So zokt in zir pasik. One is there a din of golos when you kill a maki nefesh, someone where there is no din of making chabura, not a chabura. The only iser is, not the only iser, the only time you get misa is if you killed somebody. Even if you don't kill the father, if you just make a chabura, you get death. No din of golus. Also, our Mishnah says ben goyla yidei av that there is a din of golus. This Bryce says there's no din of golus. Omer of Kanali Kash. It's a machloek of Reb Shimon Rabban. The Reb Shimon the Omer Chenek Chomer Misayif Shigas Sayif Nit Lechapara Shigas Chenek Lo Nit Lechapara. The Rabban the Amri Sayif Chomer Mechenek Harigav B'Shogik Shigas Sayif Nit Lechapara. What is this all about? The braisa that it says maki nefesh prat maki oviv is going according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, as you recall, holds that chenek is more chomer than hereg, and therefore, if somebody killed somebody else, he gets saif. Right? If chas v'sholem a person killed someone else, and that's the din of misa becheref. What's the din if a person goes and causes a chabura to his father? It's the din of chenek. Now, chenek is worse than saif. So Rashi explains. What happens if a person does both? He goes over to his father, Chas V'Sholem, and he stabs him. Therefore, he makes a chabura, and he also kills him. And the two Edim et Asra, they go to Bezin. Now he's Mechuyev Misa twice. One Chenek for stabbing his father, and one Tzayef for killing his father. So which of the two are we going to give him? So we have back in Mishrechtes Sanhedrin,
the Chomer.
Oh, we need Mechomer. Why? Because the Gemara says, because he did two times an Aveira, that's Misa. Yeah. Anytime you tell a person, oh, you already did a bad thing, you did Misa, why don't you kill somebody else and get another time Misa? Because you can't get Misa twice anyway. So you're always going to go and give the Chomer. In Zokti Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, since Chenek is Chomer, what happens now if a person killed his father, Mishayik, Shigas Saif Nitna Lechapara, the Torah revealed that if a person by accident killed anyone, including his father. But normally, what's the iser of killing? It's saif, the oynish is saif. Now, if he did a b'shogeg, says the Torah, we have a backup, and that is kapara, you can go into golus. But shiga chenek, chenek is so chomor, it's more chomor than saif. When nitma kapara, the Torah doesn't give you the benefit of a kapara by going to the Ari Miklat. That's why Reb Shimon says, Maki nefesh pratna maki oviv, there is no ptur of golus, no kapar of golus, because he's done worse than just maki nefesh. He's caused a chabura to his father, which is chenek, which is so much more chomor. No kapar for that. Rabbanan di amri, saif chomor. Rabbanan that hold like us, that saif is more chomor. Mechenek, chomor mechenek. Hoirig of bishoygeg, shigasayifu. When you're talking about killing someone bishoygeg, That's a shiga saif. In other words, if you'd go into Bezin would go and give you the saif, because cherev is more chomer than chenek. So therefore, they would go and give you saif. Shiga saif nit l'chapar, like every time shiga saif nit l'chapar. So bottom line is, this teretz holds that there is a no stira. Amish is rabbanon. That price is rabshimin. No problem. Rav Amar Rav says I have a better teretz, and that is prat le'oisa chabur be'aviv. I can say, says Rashi, according to Rava, that kuli alma moida, we all hold like the rabbanon, not like Reb Shimon. We have a stira. Oh, that urmini maki nefesh prat le maki aviv. He doesn't mean maki aviv that he killed his father. He's talking about a person that does a chabura to his father, and he did a b'shoyin gig. He was playing with his father, and by accident, unfortunately, he took a pin or whatever, and he pricked his father. And there's a chabura now. So what's the din? If he did a b'mezid chas v'sholom, he would go and get chenek. What happens if he does a b'shoigig? So kadai tachminik even the mezid bar k'toluhu. Since if he was b'mezid, he would be chayim misa b'shoigig nami ligli. No, I bazoi, there should be a din of kolus, not by killing a father, by causing a chabura to the father. I would think there's a din of going to kolus if he did a b'shoigig. Kamash malon nein. The whole din of shoigig is only by killing someone, regardless if he killed his father or anyone else. It's a din of galus. But if he only was he did a chabura to his father, even though the mezid, there's a din of misa, but it's not a din of, since he didn't kill the father, he only did a chabura, what's a din? No kapara through going into galus. The boy say we'll stop over here to be continued tomorrow. I'm hoping that everything